Hey everyone, welcome back. I just felt like I need to make another podcast because my other one went so well, and I feel like I have a lot of really cool, interesting things to say. So just like a little disclaimer, I'm not a professional podcaster, so these sort of podcasts can kind of fly all over the handle. And yeah, I usually do these podcasts when I'm doing my makeup, so they might sound a little like disjointed and you might hear clanking in the background. That's usually just me like clanking around my products. All right, so just like I said before in this podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about how The Office saved my life, and mostly just saved me from committing murder. taking that lightly, obviously. But yeah, so with The Office and things, like, let's just, like, you know, kind of go into it. I was listening to a podcast called Ask a Manager. And it's probably one of the best podcasts I've ever come around. Then you guys should totally listen to it if you're having troubles at work, or if you're having troubles talking to your boss, or just anything work related. I found that it was really helpful advice given by somebody who is a manager or was a manager at one point. So anyways, she was kind of talking about how to deal with difficult situations at work and talk to different difficult people, basically, like how to deal with people who maybe, you know, you've had dealing with in the past, or maybe they just don't react a certain way that you, like, you know, you would expect them to, and you can't really bring much up to them because they get offended or whatever. Like, just a ton of different things, like difficult situations that people encounter when they're working closely with other people, which is most workplaces. Now, I work at a salon part-time, and so it's really tight-knit. There's probably about 11 or 12 of us who all work together every day that I'm there, and most of them are women. And you know what? Working with women can be really hard. I don't know if you guys have, like, noticed that at all, but we take a lot of things personally. We really emotionally attach to our jobs and the jobs that we do and our skill set. Like, when I played roller derby, there was, like, somebody brought up that women's sports are a little bit different than men's sports, especially in something like roller derby, where you really have to put a lot of effort into volunteering and building a persona. Women really get attached and, emotionally attached to, like, a sport or a job or a skill, and it becomes a part of their identity. And when that's threatened, or they feel like that's threatened, they start to act out emotionally. And that, you know, they react instead of, like, I don't know, what was the other, you can react or something else. But anyways, going on to that, so just working with a lot of women, sometimes we encounter, like, you know, situations that are a little more on the difficult side, and, you know, there's always, like, that little bit of, like, drama that's always going on. And sometimes it's hard to handle, like, how do you, you know, work around dealing with people's, like, you know, egos, not in the bad way, but just everyone's got ego, right? Everyone's got that kind of persona they want to portray out, and everyone's got the ego that speaks for them. How do you work around that, and how do you, you know, basically bring up situations or bring up certain topics without hurting somebody? And yeah, things can get real messy real quick. So, getting back to the podcast, I was just listening to it, and she was talking about how to emotionally bring yourself out of a situation, and I've always really struggled with that, because whenever something goes a little wrong or goes a little awry, I always get really emotionally involved, and then I find that my judgment's clouded, or I see things a certain way, my anxiety takes over, just, you know, tons of stuff. So, I was really interested, so I really tuned in. And she was saying the best thing you can do is honestly pretend your life is a show, like a TV show, and preferably a comedy show, because you really pull yourself out of the situation and you start to view things a little bit different. You come at it at a bird's eye view, and if you look at it as like a comedy show, you really kind of take all the seriousness out of it, and then you kind of even laugh. So the first thing I thought of, because I've always really wanted to do like a YouTube sort of like ongoing skit where my life is basically The Office, and everybody I encounter, all my friends, all my coworkers, are all characters on like The Office, and we, like, you know, get into these really awkward situations and we all react really awkwardly, and then we have like really dramatic arguments and fights over completely nothing. Which sometimes, let's be honest, that happens in everyday life all the time. We just don't really pay attention to it because it's not a TV show. So anyways, the first thing I did was the next day, I kind of walked into work, and I just like took all the seriousness out of it and just started doing my own thing. And so when something was brought up to my attention or something was said that usually I'd get really reactive about, and I'd let it linger and I would let it sit on my shoulders for a bit and I'd get kind of like upset or I would let it bug me. I just kind of thought of it as like a snide comment that maybe somebody from the office said, like if my life was a giant TV show and someone walks by and they make this comment or this certain situation happens. And even my reaction changed. I was actually really surprised on how effective this technique was for me, because when something was said or something was done that I usually would get kind of like miffed about, I kind of laughed it off and I'm like, oh my god, this would be funny. If I watched this exact thing on television, I'd be laughing right now. I'm like, oh my god, that is such a weird scenario. And as if that like girl is like in the middle of it right now. And so I started doing it with everything, even driving. Like when I was like driving and someone cut me off, usually I get kind of miffed about it. And I'm not a road ragey person, but I definitely would let that bother me. And I'd let it bother me for maybe like, you know, a couple blocks of driving. I'd be like, oh, I can't believe that person cut me off. I'm so mad at them. I'm going to chase them down with my car. Just kidding. I drive a Beetle. That's not going to happen. But I kind of just thought about it as like, you know, I'm on this TV show and oh, someone cuts me off. Like, oh, haha, that's like kind of funny. It goes along with my day and just like, you know, that classic bad day or, you know, classic bad drivers of this city and stuff. And I really just took the humor with it and I left out the negativity, and man, did my perspective change. So I definitely want to challenge all of you guys today, if you find that you're working close-knit with people, or you just find that you're really having a negative attitude towards things, or how basically, you know, like something happens and it bothers you, and then suddenly your outlook on life is like just terrible and stupid. Try pretending your life is a giant reality show, or, you know, a scripted like comedy show, like the Office, because that's what really helped me, and it helped me in like all situations. It helps me when I'm in public and, you know, somebody steps in front of me in the line, or helps me at work when someone says something that's kind of catty or rude, or I take it catty or rude. If you pull yourself out of the situation and kind of look at it from a different angle, and then you make some humor out of it, you suddenly take all the seriousness and you take away all the power that situation has over you, which is really important. It's really good to kind of, you know, be able to look at it from a different perspective or angle and don't get caught up in the situation. I find that people who deal with a lot of anger issues, or they're just angry as a person, they really get caught up in these sorts of little things throughout the day, and then they let it take hold of them. And I'm not saying I really, you know, I suffer from like, you know, anger problems, but I definitely have dealt with a lot of anger in the past, or negativity, where I've had troubles getting out of that mindset once I've been put into it. But kind of like taking your favorite show, whether it's Big Brother or The Office, I do recommend The Office because it is so lighthearted and hilarious, but yet people find themselves in those sorts of situations all the time at work. So I do recommend using that one, but you can use really like whatever you want and just kind of go for it and see how that works for you, taking yourself out of these like interesting, you know, not so favorable situations. And then honestly, I feel like if you stop taking it serious and then people stop, like they start seeing your reaction, you're like, oh, whatever, or you kind of laugh it off, or, you know, you're not affected by it. Sometimes like that stops drama in its tracks, or you no longer become a part of the problem, you become a part of the solution, right? Which is always really important, especially if you're dealing with a lot of workplace like drama, or, you know, like friend drama, any sort of like drama. Because a lot of women, I'm going to say women because I am a woman and I've had a lot of experiences with drama in my life. Obviously, I think all women can, you know, advocate for that. But I find that, yeah, it's really easy to get caught up in it. So if you're just able to take yourself out of the situation, you can actually stop drama in its tracks. And then you're just a part of the solution, and then nobody comes with you with drama anymore, because you don't feed into it. You just kind of laugh it off. You're like, oh, that's really funny that so-and-so said that about me, or oh, haha, really? That's cool. Or, you know, you just kind of laugh it off and you don't really pay any mind to it, and suddenly it's gone. And you feel so much better about life. You're like, wow, like no matter what can happen, it's going to be so ridiculous, or it's going to be so outrageous that I can't take it serious anymore. Like, I'm pretty sure we all feel that way with The Bachelor. I'm totally going to use The Bachelor. Like, they have seriously done so many ridiculous things on that show that now, like, you know, when somebody walks off the show and they're all miffed and, you know, upset, we all, like, laugh and look at each other like, yeah, whatever, that, like, seriously, this is so ridiculous that we can't even buy into it anymore. And that's how you have to look at it with your life when you're dealing with drama or just negative situations or negative people or people who just want to get that negative reaction out of you. And just kind of look at them and, like, you can laugh it off and be like, yeah, that's great. Or, you know, don't respond at all. Just kind of give them a smile and, like, shake your head. Like, yeah, I don't care if so-and-so saying that about me, or I don't care about this certain situation because, A, it's negative and it's toxic, but also because it's completely outrageous and funny. And if somebody was to script that into a reality TV show, people would probably laugh and shake their heads and be like, that is absolutely ridiculous. Like, what the heck? So, that's basically how The Office saved my life and probably saved me from committing murder, in some situations, like, just through daily life. And, like, I'm not saying anything about my workplace, bad about my workplace. I have a great workplace. I have a great business. I love my clients. I love everybody. But you know what? This definitely does help on those days where you just wake up in, like, the wrong side of the bed and someone says something and you really just, you know, don't know how to react and you get put in even to a worse mood. If you just look at it, everything super lighthearted, I find that it really just changes your outlook on life, and suddenly even the weight on your shoulders is gone because nothing that can happen, you can take that serious because it's like, well, you know, in the end, like, this is completely all scripted and it's made to be outrageous so people can get a reaction out of it, and I'm gonna find the humor in it and then I'm gonna move on to my day and find out for the wait for the next outrageous and hilarious thing that's gonna happen to me, because that is my life and I enjoy every minute of it. And so, thanks for listening, guys. That was a really short podcast, but I feel like, you know, it definitely can help a lot of people. And hopefully that it'll, you know, turn some aspects in your workplace around. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for listening. Have a great day and stay tuned for my next podcast, which will be sporadically updated whenever I feel inspired. Bye.